from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reginald and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, let's hit it, Figgy.
Watch this.
All right, so I don't know what quite to make of this, but I kind of made a woman feel uncomfortable in the elevator today.
Wait, what?
Oh, no.
All right.
Is B. Scott around? Can we start drafting up the apology letter? Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay, maybe. Wow. Yeah, it's true. So how many times, I know it's happening to you here, but Figgy, let me ask you, how many times has this happened to you? So I got on the elevator. I hit the 19th floor. Woman got on the elevator. She saw that I was on the 19th floor. She was coming up here as well.
Excellent.
So we're both standing in the elevator.
Oh, she works here?
Hold on.
Oh, man.
And I kind of started to give
her... even the apology letter.
Go ahead and take
got
the HR.
HR time. Yep.
So I kind of started looking side-eye like I didn't know who it was. And I'm like, do I know this? Is this someone, a listener picking up a prize? Or is it... And so I was kind of like going side eye on her. And then I realized she noticed me looking at her. And so I immediately like tried to, try to repair the situation.
Checking her out.
Yeah, try to repair the situation a little bit. I was like, oh, do you work at Odyssey? Because I had never seen this woman before. And she said, yeah, I've been here about 5 months. I don't know enough people in this building, and I've been here for 15 years. Like, I don't know, man. It's awkward. Like,
and now you're going to have to go into boss lady's office.
Now I got to apologize to a woman that works here that I was giving the side eye to in the elevator.
It's probably somebody very important that's going to determine your future.
What if she's a boss?
Yeah.
But I was seriously going like this. I'm like, should I say hello or how you doing? Because sometimes I feel awkward that I'm not saying, oh, how's it going with blah, 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 because I should know her, you know?
Yeah, sometimes you got to cover it up a little bit, like, oh, you following me, huh?
How are you?
Or I'm following you.
Just keep it real generic.
I did that a couple of times, and somebody like, oh, yeah, I'm picking up some tickets.
Oh, I'm like, oh, okay, that answers that. Yeah, I didn't know if it was pissed someone. So she's been here 5 months. And
all right, text line, you're not helping the situation.
What did they say?
337 said, Lopez, was she hot? That's not the point right now.
Not the point.
Or was she?
We're trying to get Lopez, we're trying to keep him from being fired.
Off the hook,
I'm curious who it was.
Oh man, this is even worse. I just forgot her name. I asked her name too.
Yeah. Oh man.
I forgot her name.
All right. So
Deborah? No, I don't know. Something with a D, I think.
All right.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
So I didn't realize just how much I depend on like multiple screens being in front of my face at all times.
I counted 35 plus.
Okay, so that's tabs.
Yeah, tabs.
But
tabs,
yes, you're right. Yeah. And you're getting a feel for who I am as a person because I actively, as I'm speaking, have the desktop computer in front of me with multiple tabs. I have my laptop in front of me and I have my tablet, which is not in active use right now. And my phone, I guess, if I think
good
about
Lord.
And this is how I exist typically, especially... if a game is on, like last night with the Astros game, if my situation, because I just moved, like if I was all set and everything, I'd have a TV on or multiple TVs on with the Astros game. And then I'd have my laptop and I work on that, my phone, something like that. But because right now my internet isn't set up, the only thing I can use is my phone right now.
Right,
so
right.
I was watching the game. I was watching the Astros game and I was like, man, I can't, like, this is it. Like, I'm tapped out. I can't go on Twitter. I can't text nobody. I can't, like, look anything up. I'm just watching the Astros game right now.
Yeah.
And it was freeing, but also I realized that I had, like, that kind of user addiction, you know, itch to be like, oh, man, I want to check and see if somebody's tweeting something right now.
Yeah, I got to hit something else. And I got to tap on something else.
I'm a sick human being when it comes to these devices. Mm-hmm. I'm no better than these children that we make fun of for, like, oh, you're 2 years old on a tablet all the time. I'm that person at this point. So I didn't realize that.
That's a lot of tabs. You do have a problem.
I do.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah.
Watch this.
So I was just in here in the break talking to Reginald, and I forgot how we even got on this conversation, but I was
I was in there because I had to stand up.
And so I didn't tell nobody this. So on Saturday when I was at the game, for some reason, every first game, it seemed like you walk around way more than you should because
you're still trying to
figure out where to go. And it's like, it's my first time at NRG, and I'm just like walking around like, oh, you got to go that way for this. Oh, you got to go this way for that. And I did a lot of walk. I probably could have ran a 5K, to be honest, how much walking I did. But Sunday morning, man, I realized how washed up I am physically. Man, my right knee was hurting so bad, I couldn't even stand on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never had problems with my knees at all.
Yeah.
And my knee was hurt so bad, I had to ice it throughout the whole day. So I iced my right knee 3 times.
From walking at NRG.
I guess so.
Welcome because to the club, Figgy.
Dude, I was.
You got a guy?
We got, yeah.
You got a knee guy?
I got a knee guy. Man, welcome to the club.
Man, I might have to get a sleeve because it was hurt so bad. I rolled around in the bed like, my knee.
So it was bad.
It was real bad. I had to put some ice on it 3 times on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I realized, man, I'm fit. Yeah. Not only am I mentally washed because I usually be in the bed by 9:30.
Yeah.
And if somebody called me at 10,
now you're
like,
making me cry.
Yeah.
So my phone's on do not disturb.
Yes. By 9:15.
Now you're going to bring a tear to my eye. He gets sore on menial tasks and he goes to sleep at 9:30.
I'm like, this is only the first preseason game, man. I got a long season to go. And man, I'm physically washed
I'll
now,
tell
man.
You how proud I am of you.
Dog, I'm too young for this, man.
Watch this.
So you're going to get to know Reginald real well over these next few months and years, of course. But, you know, we can pick up some little things here and there. So off air, you know, I knew you graduated from UT Arlington.
That's correct.
And I knew you started, but you need to remind me. I had forgotten about this. You started at K-State.
Yes, I started at Kansas State University.
And he said, yeah, whether it was a dream or an ambition or whatever, you said, yeah, I was thinking about being an architect.
Yeah, man, wanted to be an architect since the seventh grade.
And I didn't pull the trigger on this because I was like, when he said that, I immediately was going to drop a Seinfeld reference. And then I'm like, no. That show hasn't been on the air for damn near 25, 30 years now. So I don't want to be like old guy, say, hey, so you might remember Seinfeld? But the good news is, Figgy,
only been doing it for about 8 years here.
He is one of us, too.
If I see her, what do I say that I'm doing here in the building?
Oh, you came to see me. I work in the building.
What do you do?
I'm an architect. I'm an architect.
Have you designed any buildings in New York?
Have you seen the new addition to the Guggenheim?
You did that?
Yep. It didn't take very long, either. What about architects, Steve? He's into architecture.
Really didn't take it that long.
Shout out to Art Vandalay. Exactly. Vandalay Enterprises. Yeah,
Vandalay Industries.
Yeah, I'm an industry. Thank you. Yes, I'm a big
Have you ever pretended to be an architect?
No, I haven't. I have a lot of respect for the folks, and I know quite a few of them, obviously, seeing as I went to school for a little bit, so I know people that actually saw it through. I know enough to know that I can't pass. Like, I'm not delusional enough to think I could pass for an architect.
I'm just glad you actually watched a lot of Seinfeld.
Yep.
Yeah. Somebody from the 281 broke up with a text line, a Seinfeld reference to your other confession about being in the elevator. You said her name might have started with a D.
You said
Dolores.
Oh, that's right. That's a Seinfeld reference.
Good segment.
Mulva. Remember that?
I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
They will know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
So I realized I already have a love-hate relationship with Space City Home Network. And mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not entirely new to Space City Home Network.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that's nice is that it's still in the market when you're in Dallas as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, I've been watching Astros games still just to keep up because, look, in division, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that when I'm actively only watching Space City Home Network mm-hmm. and not looking at a whole bunch of tabs, I realize is, hey, man, why don't we have the pitch identifier on the graphics package?
You're talking about, like, where it goes in the strike zone?
Not where it goes in the strike zone. What pitch are we looking at, right?
Like, oh, gotcha.
A splitter.
Okay.
Are we looking at a curveball? Yeah. Are we looking at a sweeper? Like, all these things.
Because
I've gotten used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I definitely am like, I have to work for it, but I do love it in some ways because it's making me work for it. It's making me pay attention and identify the pitch. And then also I'll mm-hmm. pull up like Baseball Savant, which mm-hmm. is a web.
They have them
that
all.
I love.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting like speeds and I'm getting mm-hmm. like various different placements and they're identifying it. So I do love that, but hey man, help me be lazy, Space City Home Network.
Yes.
Just show me that it's a splitter on the screen, please.
Yes.
I'm begging you.
Mm-hmm. Watch this.
So if y'all don't know, I do a lot of social media influencer work, which means I go to different restaurants sometimes and mm-hmm. try their food, get content and all that stuff. And every Wednesday I go to Atomic Wings and I get content eating their wings and different stuff like that. One thing I got to confess, man, and this could tie into me getting old and washed, but I don't understand how these foodies, these food influencers don't get fat, man.
Dude, it's amazing.
They be slim and skinny and they just be showing all of this food and eating food. And I know some of them don't eat all of the food, but damn it, I don't eat all of the food either. And I just be stuffed.
Yes.
I'm like, how do y'all do that, man? Some of them be going to multiple restaurants throughout the day. And I'm like, man, I'm over here stuffed. All I ate was like 8 wings and I'm done for it. I just don't see how these foodies just go around eating food for a living.
Can you eat like a ton and not gain weight?
I historically have had a pretty high metabolism.
Yeah.
So. But one thing I've realized is I'm becoming somewhat washed in that regard. And again, I know if you're a little bit older, you're like, what does this 32-year-old know about being washed?
Yeah.
But I always think about like on Thanksgiving, I used to put up plates. Like
that, I did too.
That was me, like, I was trying to.
I did too.
Let's not. And I realized over the last 3-4 years, like, just my appetite has been reined in. Like, I can't even, like, get myself to that place. You know, sometimes you're like, I'm going to run idle, but sometimes I can rev it up. No, I can't even rev it up no more.
I get that. And because it's metabolism. But there's some, like, 45, 50-year-olds that, like, because I do the barbecue podcast, Bite Meat. I got a woman coming on next week that is a fitness instructor.
Dolores?
Fitness model. I know this one's name. Sunny Moody. And she's, like, a barbecue world champion. She eats barbecue every day. And she's like, I'm like,
man,
how do you do that?
If I eat barbecue today, I am done. I am bloated.
Yes.
I probably get about 10 pounds.
Yes.
Man, and some people just can eat all day long and won't gain anything, man. Yeah. I'm jealous of y'all.
Yeah.
I don't see how y'all do it for a living.
There you go. In the loop, Lunchtime Confessions brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Appreciate you hanging out with us on this Tuesday. In the loop, coming up next, is the new kickoff in the NFL working for you? Mm-hmm. NFL gave some data. Plus, Mark Berman's getting his due in a very special way.
That?
We'll discuss that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.